Missionaries evaluate security in Afghanistan. A viral outbreak hits a ministry hard in Haiti. And a Native American school denies Native American Christians access. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The plight of the South Korean missionaries held hostage by the Taliban remains unresolved. We spoke to another Christian field worker in Afghanistan about how this situation may cause other missionaries to reevaluate their safety. For security reasons, we'll call him John. John says the non-governmental organization he works with approaches it differently.
Text you is getting to know the Afghan people and being very transparent when you're there. There are a lot of missionaries there that you won't know that they're, quote, missionaries. They're ministering, but they're doing it in such a way that the Afghans that are actually coming to know Christ are, you know, everything's kept very quiet. It's not about the missionary, but it's about the mission itself.
John notes that ministry in Afghanistan isn't about success.
You may just be a common laborer. You may work in any one of the many NGOs there, and then it's the relationships you build and the doors that God opens for you. And that you step through when they're open, and then you have your mission.
Next, the Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee is responding to the United Nations call to help feed 1.5 million Pakistanis devastated in Cyclone Yemian's wake. Along with 4 months' supply of emergency food supplies, CRWRC's Jacob Kramer says they're sending a food for work program.
The aim will be to clear the land so that the planting in 2 months can take place, and to also clear up the homesteads so that they can start rebuilding their quite simple housing.
Most of the flooded areas are still inaccessible as roads are impassable. Some are totally destroyed. The fact that their team is going to help the people rebuild a future opens new doors. Kramer says,
a cup of cold water, which is brought by people from a Christian background, it leads to a lot of discussion. It leads to a lot of re-questioning by the recipients of their old attitudes towards Christianity.
You're listening to Mission Network News. By far, the Jesus film is the most translated film in world history. Billions of people have seen it, and hundreds of millions of people have made professions of faith because of it. Doug is with the Jesus Film Project and says they're celebrating their 1,000th translation.
The 1,000th language is the Lenca Khol language, and that is spoken in South Asia, and the people group is over 1 million people.
The people group is located in an area where Christians are persecuted. However, Doug says,
this people group is an animist religion. The main translator for this language said that they are very open, but they have not been able to see any material in their own language prior to this.
He says the work isn't done yet.
We are basically targeting at least another 500 languages that have 100,000 or more speakers. And as we are getting into these smaller and smaller people groups, the task becomes harder and harder.
Meanwhile, Bethany Christian Services reports that a severe virus hit their Haiti partner, God's Littlest Angels. Three babies died and several staff and visitors fell ill. Haitian Radio says it was an epidemic in Haiti and people are sick all over the country with the same virus. As a result of the virus, GLA realized their equipment in the intensive care unit needed to be replaced. Their purpose is to help the children of Haiti in any way they can and to spread the word of God to each person served. And Craig Smith with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries On Eagle's Wings says they face challenges on their final Summer of Hope tour stop in Canada. The local school administration refused to allow them access to their facilities. They eventually used a parking lot of an area business. Then Smith received a call that his first granddaughter had died. Despite the trials, many Native young people came to Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's holy month of Ramadan begins September 13th. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.